This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death.
And I am Bill.
We're here in Vancouver at the Cinematheque. What are we here for?
The 24-hour movie marathon.
Yeah, man. This is your second time coming, right?
Yeah, this is the second time they've ever done it. They took a year off, and they're doing it again this year. Yeah. And, man, am I excited.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Bill told me all about it, and, you know, it's...
Dakar!
Yeah. We're just outside the theater. It's a 24-hour marathon.
15 movies in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So we're going to have 15 little updates.
Yeah. And they don't announce what they're playing until it actually plays.
Yeah.
And I think both of us knew opening frame of the first movie, what it was.
We just finished movie number one, and movie number one was Harold Ramis's amazing classic, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so good. What a start.
What an amazing way to start.
Yeah.
I love Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Always have, always will.
That's amazing. The theme is TikTok, so it's about centered around time.
Yeah.
And in the opening, they said that it's all rom-coms, and they said they're not joking about that, so...
I got a feeling they are.
I don't know. They were as they were leaving, she's like, seriously, we're not joking, but I guess we'll find out. We don't know what's playing until it actually plays on the
screen. I think I know what the next film is, though.
Yeah?
I have a guess.
Yeah.
We'll know in a few minutes, because it's only 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's a short. It's about time. And earlier today, we were talking about it. We were having breakfast, and Adrian's like, well, would it be cool if they played 12 Monkeys?
Yeah, yeah.
Which got me thinking.
Yeah.
What's 30 minutes long? About time.
Yeah.
Wow. What if the buses and stuff?
Yeah.
La Jetée, the Chris Marker film, which 12 Monkeys is based on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No way.
So when you said that, it kind of came into my head.
Yeah.
So I knew there was a short, so I think it's La Jetée, and it's awesome.
Sweet.
So I know you haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. You also guessed, what else do you think they might, hopefully, they
Primer.
Might
play?
Primer would be sweet.
Oh, I love Primer. Yeah, yeah. That's like my, that'd be my go-to film if they were to play that one.
Yeah. And on my wish list is Time Cop.
Yeah?
Okay, cool. I guess we're starting.
We're going
All right.
Next one.
See you next update.
See you in a minute.
All right, so we have very little time in between screenings.
We are back.
We're back.
Yeah, we had like 2 minutes before between each screening, so... There's a bit of a snack break going on right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, second movie, you called it, right?
Yeah, I did. La Jetée, Chris Marker.
Yeah.
Your first time seeing it, what'd you think?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. And it was an original print.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Like, how awesome is that?
Yeah. What year was that, man?
Like, 60s.
Really?
Yeah. I thought for sure they were going to show the Criterion Blu-ray, but it was a print.
Yeah.
And it was... chopped up and gross and beautiful.
Yeah, and the images are just outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gilliam like straight out copied some of those shots.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the shadows over the faces and
yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, I really love that film.
Yeah. Then
film number 3, Alfred Hitchcock's Rope.
Yeah, Rope. I've never seen it before, so that was amazing.
Featuring the man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, just being a pimp.
Yeah.
Man.
That movie is like a really awesome play.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Totally like a stage play. Like, there's like, what, 4 cuts in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
And the thing I love about Rope is Hitchcock does everything. When none of the people who are talking, they're all off screen. And it's some person in the background doing something.
Yeah.
And it's so spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, Hitchcock is, you know, obviously the guy's got quite the reputation. But this was before his, like, quote unquote, like, hot period.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still amazing.
Yeah.
I love Rope.
Yeah, it was my first time seeing it. And totally kicked my ass. It was just, I loved it to bits. So
you're 3 for 3? I'm 3 for 3?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big reason why I wanted to come here, too, because I know for sure there's so many movies here that it'll be a first-time viewing for me.
I've seen all 3 so far.
Nice.
The last time they had this, I saw everything but 1 film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I watched a lot of films when I was a kid, man.
Like, yeah.
I used to go to video stores and rent like five movies for 5 days for $5.
Oh, no way.
And I rented all the Hitchcocks and I rented all the Bergmans. And so I'm pretty well versed. But yeah, I love watching old film, man. You can't beat this stuff.
Yeah.
You got to know your old stuff to know your new stuff, man.
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, Leonard Maltin talked about that at his discussion at Fantastic Fest, and
like everybody loves Quentin Tarantino, but you also got to watch the Alfred Hitchcocks and people like that.
Yeah, so
this is as you said, this is what this is great for.
Yeah,
like you've always said you're not terribly versed in older film, and this is a good
place to start.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, do you have any other predictions or wish list movies? Because the theme is time,
and they're kind of playing with that too. Like, Rope isn't really about time; it's about people kind of running out of time.
Yeah.
So I'm up in the air now. I have no idea what, because I thought it was just going to be about time.
Yeah, like time travel and stuff. And this is a totally new twist.
Yeah. So
because the first two were time travel.
Yeah. So that's awesome. I love that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Very.
So that was film 3 of 15.
Yeah.
What, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling really good.
Yeah, me too.
Took my shoes off for about 5 minutes. I hope I didn't stink anything.
Mine are very loosely tied right now.
Yeah. I had to put my hoodie on my legs because I was getting so cold. It's kind of cool in here. And
you'll probably like it in a couple hours.
Yeah.
People are only going to be breathing, man. It's going to get warmer. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's only like another, I don't know, like 9 hours to go.
Oh.
Adrian's going to get progressively worse, and I'm going to get progressively worse. It could be fun.
Yeah, no, totally. It's going to be crazy, man. So, anything else?
No, check back in a couple hours, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll check it out. For you guys, it'll be mere seconds.
Yes. I'm seriously looking forward to whatever's next. It's about to start. So.
Wicked. Yeah. All right.
Peace.
Okay, we just finished film number four.
Richard Linklater's Before Sunset.
Yeah, what a movie.
What else can be said about this film?
I know.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Probably my second favorite film. I think Before Midnight's better.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
But it's like, you're all 5-star films. It gets to the point where you're just like, they're all really damn awesome.
Yeah, I love them all. Yeah. They're just so spectacular.
That's my favorite scene.
Which scene is that?
In any of the three movies. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the films.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you really should get out
and pretty
see.
Much. When Celine fakes touching him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that kills me every time.
He did the same thing to her, too.
I know. But
they're both, going back and forth.
I've seen that movie probably 10 times, and it still, got to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that film.
Yeah, it's great. It's
Props to Julie Delphi's shirt, too.
Oh.
She wears the greatest shirt in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice. And, talk about a romantic movie. The most, physical thing they do is hug.
Oh, totally.
It's not until close to the end of the movie.
You know what's been really cool so far about this fest?
Oh, what's that?
Every time a movie starts and people figure out what it is, they cheer.
Oh, yeah. It's like a rock concert.
Yeah, because when Before Sunset came out, people cheered.
Oh,
I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just went outside and I had to go to the bank to get some money, and I was thinking, maybe they're going to hit the... everything's out of the book now. I thought I had an idea of what they were going to program, and now I'm just thinking completely out of the box.
Oh, yeah?
And now I'm thinking David Lynch.
Oh, really?
Like Mulholland Drive or something
like
that. Oh,
yeah, that'd be pretty trippy.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're going to play now.
Yeah.
I have no idea they're going to play that.
Because, the theme was TikTok, the theme around time, and I've never really thought about those films like that, but
Jesse had to catch a plane.
He had a plane
to catch.
He was
under a time constraint.
Yeah, yeah. So, it fits perfectly here. It's amazing.
Yeah, this has been rad so far, man. I'm totally digging the hell out of it.
Yeah, I'm feeling super pumped up right now. No fatigue yet. I know that'll change. It's 3:15 right now, and I feel great.
Film 4 of 15.
Yeah, we started at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've seen 2 out of the 4 films so far.
I've seen them all.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, that's cool. I love watching old movies, man. I really do.
Oh, totally. Same with what you said. I have no idea what's coming up next. You have no clue now.
I wish everything was like this. I almost wish I went, Telluride doesn't tell you the festival until the day of.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, totally.
I wish more fests did that.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they said, there's a film at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Just show up.
Yeah. Because this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody ever thought of maybe coming to one of these kinds of things? Come to these things.
Yeah.
There's a surprising amount of people here.
Like, yeah.
It's more than half full.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a pretty dedicated thing, there's a lot of people here.
Oh, totally.
And it's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
And they're giving us snacks. I got a donut in my hand.
Yeah. I finished mine pretty quick.
Yeah.
I swallowed it in one bite.
I had to break out a drink. I was parched.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually going to open one of my drinks for the next movie.
Yeah.
Because, I'm starting to get a little thirsty. Yeah, it's crazy. When's our meal break? It's at like
7.
7?
There's a cheesesteak place around the down the road that I quite like.
Oh, cool. We can go check that out.
Yeah.
Right on.
Cheesesteak.
Yeah, I need something like,
it's going to stick to your ribs for a bit, you know?
Yeah. Something filling, but it won't make you feel like garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're probably getting... We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, it's going bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, like. there's less than 5 minutes between each show, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just bang them out.
Yeah.
That's how you That's how you get 15 films in 24 hours. Well, I guess 14 and a third, because La Jetée is only a half hour long.
But that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that movie was cool. It's like all like still frames with voiceover.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah,
beautiful imagery.
Chris Marker, rest in peace. He's was a pretty amazing director.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Okay. All right. Well, until next time.
See you in 2 hours.
All right. What did we just finish? Film number 6?
Yeah, so we haven't talked about film 5 and 6.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So number 5.
It's really hard to do these because sometimes they just start right after.
Yeah. You have just enough time to go pee, refill your drink, and what do we see? Number 5, Memento.
Film number 5, Christopher Nolan's second film.
Yeah, amazing.
Man, I wish I could make a film that good. That's my second film.
Yeah.
Or my 10th.
Yeah, so amazing.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Memento in probably 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of like I've forgotten a couple things, and I was just like, whoa, I totally forgot that part. There's some pretty good stuff in that film.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I love Memento.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's one of those movies you wish you could go back and watch again for the very first time.
Yeah. Along with The Prestige, it shows that Christopher Nolan is not just a special effects guy.
Yeah.
He is so good.
Yeah. I mentioned on a previous podcast how a lot of people call him like robotic and like no emotions, but there's a lot of emotion in Memento, like a lot of heart.
The obvious, greatness of Guy Pearce in the film, but Carrie Ann Moss carries that film too at times.
Oh yeah,
and Joey Pants is awesome.
Yeah, they really pass the torch back and forth in that film.
Yeah, I love Memento.
Yeah,
I'm so glad it screened.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I always wondered why Nolan never used Pierce again. I thought he would have been his boy. But
yeah, after like L.A. Confidential and Memento, you would have thought that Guy Pearce would have been the man. But
yeah,
he just kind of tailed off.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what's really happening there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then we saw an anime film after that, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Yeah, which I've seen before. I think it's about 10 years old.
Oh, is it?
Roughly, okay. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So I had the same problems I had the first time I saw it. It's got too many endings.
It does.
It keeps on going and going and going.
When I thought it was over, there was still like 20 minutes of movie left. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that film's like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And it feels like it at the end.
Yeah.
But it's still a pretty good film.
Yeah, it's really good. If you haven't seen it, check it out. That was my first time seeing the film. And I quite enjoyed it.
It's like, all about love.
It is.
And jumping through time.
That's right. Yeah. And that's a soft spot for me.
Like, yeah.
Every time I watch a love romance film, I always think of Sarah and like how I would do things in the movie. And then I start to cry. So
it's kind of reminiscent of the first film, Groundhog Day at times.
Oh, totally.
But it's a soft spot in my heart for that film.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's hard to dislike that one.
No.
It's got a lot going for it.
Yeah.
Lovable characters.
Plus, it's from a time when some of it was still hand-drawn.
Yeah.
It had the CG backgrounds, but yeah, all the characters were hand-drawn, which yeah, is so rare nowadays.
Yeah, you don't see it anymore.
No.
Not in North America, anyway.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just had our dinner.
Yeah. Smashed it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, a couple cheesesteaks. Boom.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, we didn't even have time to take a picture of it.
Holy crap, was I hungry.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, we've been going strong, but man, yeah, I needed some food.
Yeah.
Or I was going to fail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we ate this morning at 9:15.
Yeah, about that.
And right now it's like 7:30.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I'm still going strong. How about you, man?
I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. I did yawn after the last movie, after Memento. Did feel a little bit fatigued. But seeing a brand new film, new to me,
yeah,
kind of energized me a bit. And I've enjoyed everything they've played so far.
Oh, totally. I keep on thinking of more films that I think might play. Like, as I was saying earlier, like Donnie Darko.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Sweet, yeah.
Especially if it's the director's cut.
Oh, yeah.
I know some people hate the director's cut, but yeah, I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
It has a couple extra scenes that I love.
I can't remember them for the life of me. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Yeah.
So.
It's the one where, one of the scenes is where Donnie reads a poem about Frank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie that I love to bits. When it first came out, you know, I think when everybody saw Donnie Darko, you kind of, this was before internet and mass social media and stuff. That was the film that you were like showing all your friends. You're like, you've got to watch this movie.
That film got destroyed because it opened on September 11th.
Oh, no way. Yeah. I didn't know that. Wow.
Weird Donnie Darko trivia for you guys.
Wow. And how
never officially opened in Canada either.
Yeah. How coincidental too with the material. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Huh.
So yeah, six down.
Six down, we're not even halfway there.
No.
That's so crazy to think.
Gonna rule this shit, man.
Yeah.
Green screen.
Yeah. And after this is finished, we have to journey back home. We have to catch a sky train, then we catch a bus, get to a ferry. By the time we get there, that'll be like, what, an hour and a half of travel?
Yep.
We catch a ferry for 90 minutes, and then catch a bus home, which is another hour and a half.
Yeah, this is a bit of a trip.
It is. It's like endurance to the max.
Whatever, man. It's cool. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm having a great time. You. Yeah, this is great. I don't know. You have anything else to add?
No. Let's watch another movie.
Yeah. I think it's starting pretty soon.
Yep.
So thanks for sticking with us. We apologize if it's like a little weird, but we have like literally sometimes 2 minutes between screenings.
We are on location.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we didn't want to try to record a full episode after the fact.
Yeah,
we figure we'll just do it as we go.
Because I think we're both going to be kind of out of it.
So. Oh, yeah.
Which actually might have been kind of fun, but it could have been really disastrous.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Till next movie.
Next movie.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to do another draw.
Nice.
Okay, so it's that time again to draw for the golden seat. So that's the chair in the back corner. You get your own comfy area. There's a side table and a footstool and all sorts of things. And also, you get such amazing prizes as a bag of popcorn, a lovely blue blanket, very soft, an energy drink, enlightenment, and a Boylan's cup for a free refill in our concession. So get your tickets out. And the ticket number is 922899.
Not me. Alright, let's rock.
Oh, you guys are like set up already.
Cool, so we just finished. What film was that? Number 7.
7.
Number 7, we're almost at the halfway mark.
I picked this mofo too.
You did.
This was my jam.
Yeah. Primer, Shane Carruth's Primer.
Shane Carruth's debut film that cost like $5,000 to make.
Yeah.
It looks so amazing.
It looks better than most films.
Yeah. So I wish he could have shot on 35mm, but Super 16 would have to do. It's one of my favorite movies, science fiction-wise, of all time.
All time,
I freaking love Primer.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this here, I don't think a lot of people had seen the film here because All the people around me were like, what is this movie? What is it called?
Oh, yeah,
when it first started.
Yeah.
And I was like, Primer!
Yeah.
I screamed it out.
Bill shouted it.
Oh, that was Primer.
Primer.
We're starting another movie.
Yeah, all right.
I love Primer.
Okay, good. All right, so we got cut off when we started our last one.
We were super interrupted by a movie starting. What a shock.
Yeah. Where were we at? What was that, our eighth film? Where we were into... Was it Orlando? Was that the eighth film?
Orlando was the seventh, I believe.
Seven?
Let me look.
I'm losing track, man.
Yeah, I am too. Orlando was film number eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton starring in a... What's her name? Sally...
Sally Potter.
Oh, okay. I had no interest. I walked out halfway through.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the film when it first came out. Still don't like it at all.
Yeah.
The first real air ball of the festival so far.
Yeah.
I have no idea why it was even played, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. I watched it for about an hour, and I didn't laugh, didn't feel engaged, didn't feel anything. So let's just move on.
Yeah, I gave it another chance. Like, I want to watch it again. I just, wasn't my thing.
And the last film we watched, what is it called again?
A Brief History of Time.
Yeah.
Errol Morris.
Yeah, it's my first time
seeing it. Brilliant documentary.
Yeah, and again, like you said earlier, like it's one that should have played earlier because it's like...
Oh, it's so dense.
Yeah.
They're talking about black holes and all these theories and...
And...
You got to try to understand Hawking himself
and
with that machine and I love that documentary.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it maybe should have played a little earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, I started to fade toward the end. Not that I wasn't engaged, because I loved it, like, start to finish. Just a terrific documentary and really cool stories. And
you watch that movie, and it's really creepy how well Eddie Redmayne did Stephen Hawking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah, so. He's very close to Hawking. It's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... where are we at? What time is it now?
The cell phone says 12:17 a.m.
Are you fucking serious?
So yeah, we're 10 hours left, man.
Oh. Wait, 10 hours? Is it 10 hours?
Yeah, it ended at 10.
Oh, man. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, so...
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm actually quite surprised. I set the over-under of me falling asleep at 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
So it looks like I'm going to breach that. I feel great.
Well, that's cool.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I need something more energetic.
And yeah.
Since this is going to be, like, the midnight movie, I suspect it'll be something more lively.
I'm thinking the horror movie will be the next movie.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope this one's a little bit more genre-based, maybe.
Yeah, because the one before this, Orlando, I walked out halfway through and called my brother. And the last film we watched, well, it was great. It was just so hard to follow at times. And a couple times my head was just spinning.
I have a bad thought. During the last one of these, they played Cinema Paradiso at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And that film destroyed me.
Oh.
I hate that film.
No
with
way.
With a passion. And it zapped all my energy.
Oh.
So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
If they played Orlando at 4 o'clock this morning, I would have died.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I,
He agrees.
Yeah. Part of me wanted to sit through it and just to be able to wear that t-shirt that says I watched Orlando. But I was like, screw it. It's going to just kill my entire spirit. Because I've enjoyed everything except for Orlando.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're still kicking it.
And, yeah, man.
It's going to get better, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm still super surprised by all the movies they're playing. Like, I didn't even think of A Brief History in Time, so.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be weird, though.
It is going to be strange. Yeah, because the one before this, I think, was Primer, was number 7, and we got cut pretty short on
that. Yeah, like, literally, we were talking when the credits came on the screen.
Yeah, and again, like, we have a few minutes between each screening, and, you know, we've got to go refill water, go pee.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna break out an energy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did one earlier, I'm going to wait a little bit.
Just to keep myself peak.
Yeah. But I'm just, I think I'm going to drink, I got my water bottle here. I think I'll drink a bottle of water for every movie.
Yeah.
There's stay hydrated.
There's a bottle of water that came with the, we got gift packs.
Oh, yeah.
So I got an energy drink and that and a water in there. So
yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully, as I said, hopefully it's a kick-ass flick next.
Yeah, something with some energy, more entertainment. Yeah, cool. All right. So I think we still sound pretty good so far. So
Primer is awesome.
Primer is awesome. Yeah. Check it out. I think it's on Netflix USA.
We totally got cut off.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how I watched it. Was the first time was on Netflix USA. So.
Yeah. Or buy it on Shane Carruth's website.
Oh, you can buy it off his website?
Yeah, he owns the rights to it now. So,
sweet.
Yeah, buy it off his website. Support Shane Carruth.
Because, yeah, I remember it was out of print, right?
Yep.
And people are selling it, like, for hundreds of dollars on eBay.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Wicked. I'll do that for sure.
Yeah, support Shane.
Because you said there's a commentary track, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, man, yeah, that'd be cool. Cool. All right, well, we better wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we're starting again.
Till the next one.
Shit, this does not stop.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, next film.
All right, so we have passed there. We're at the two-thirds mark.
Film number 10.
Yeah.
So Tom T. Quare's Lola Rent,
yeah.
Also known as Run Lola Run.
Yeah, man.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it played at just the right time.
Totally. That was the pick-me-up film I needed.
Yeah.
When I saw the T.S. Eliot poem at the beginning, I was just like, run, Lola, run!
Nice. Yeah, that was only my second viewing. First time I watched it was maybe 5 years ago, I'm guessing. And man, that movie is kick-ass, dude.
Tom T. Quare, man.
Oh, wow.
Our next movie is
already starting, so yeah. I guess that kind of matches the pace of the movie we just watched.
Hopefully this is a horror film.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we're back in a bit.
Okay, so we're back.
Back.
It's 5:06 in the morning, dude. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling rad, dude.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty
killing
good.
Killing it.
I'm pretty good. I'm just, I've had a little bit of balance issues when I stand up. I zoned out a couple times during the killing, but still haven't nodded off yet, thank goodness.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
So, yeah, last time we talked about Run, Lola, Run.
For about 40 seconds.
Yeah, that was film number 10.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was the pick-me-up that we needed.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, we had a couple of, like, slower-paced films before that.
Yeah.
So.
And that was great.
Yeah.
Then we went straight into Stanley Kubrick's The Killing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome.
I love that film.
I love that film.
My second viewing, and definitely got a lot more out of it the second time, because, like, the first one, you're just kind of, there's so much going on, right?
Yeah. Really slick, black and white,
yeah,
like, robbery film.
Yeah.
Can't beat that, man.
Yeah.
Kubrick at his finest, shooting black and white.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah, some gorgeous images, as usual.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
I love that film.
Yeah.
And then we went straight into the horror film. Festival.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi's Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness, man.
Which I think everybody in the theater probably already seen 50 times.
Oh, yeah.
But who cares?
Yeah.
It's Army of Darkness.
It was a blast.
I love Army of Darkness.
So fun to watch on the big screen.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I don't think I've seen it. I think that was my first time seeing it on the big screen. So,
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you could tell everybody liked it because, like, the second, like, like the first credit came up, everybody cheered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
I knew we were right in the opening frame.
Yeah.
I was just like, man. Now, yeah, I mentioned to you earlier, me, my brother Kyle, and Jeremy, all three of us, like, grew up on that. We quoted it all the time.
Yeah.
And spent many nights watching Army of Darkness.
I have probably bought Army of Darkness on Blu-ray, DVD, and Laserdisc 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, all the Evil Dead movies.
Yeah.
I love those movies so much.
Yeah, that's it's the one where it's not the best in the franchise, but for me, it's, like, really close to my heart, so
It's not the best, but I think it's my favorite.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. Evil Dead 2 is the best of them.
Yeah.
It's awesome, but I laugh so hard watching Army of Darkness.
Just
the Three Stooges stuff alone.
Yeah.
And Bruce Campbell is just amazing in Army of Darkness.
He makes every line quotable
and
just a catchphrase. It's amazing.
But yeah, we got three films left, and I officially have no more guesses. Like, I'm thinking maybe Back to the Future, but it won't fit in the time slots.
Oh, it won't.
No, every film's gonna be. It's like rest of the films. All three are like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So that's not Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But
maybe Time Cop. Like I thought.
That would be wacky.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's funny, like movies like Army of Darkness. I never really thought of that as something that would fit here, but it works.
I still think Donnie Darko could play.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next three. I'm feeling damn good. I didn't sleep well last night either, so I've been going for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling great.
Oh, shit.
I drank some coffee. I don't drink coffee.
That's right.
It was weird. Actually, it wasn't bad coffee. It was dark and it was strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. I've
got my trusty Dr. Pepper going
right
now.
Nice. Yeah, I've got my second can of Rockstar. I'm still nursing that one.
We just ate a little breakfast. They had some complimentary pastry and bananas.
A
little potassium.
Yeah, and I had an orange. Nice. Probably have another one. Oh, man.
But yeah, getting close to the end, and it's feeling kind of weird. I really hope they do this again next year. It's been really sweet. And anybody who's in Vancouver who didn't come, shame on you.
Yeah, oh, big time. Shame, shame. You suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been good. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Like, I'll definitely be back if they do it again next year. It won't even be a question. And
it's funny how I kind of knew what the theme was. It's the theme of the festival is time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, what movies? They can't find 15 movies about time.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been really good.
Each one has worked really well, except for Orlando.
Orlando was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, I walked out and like checked my Twitter and called my brother and oh man.
Yeah, but yeah, this is good. We should be starting any time now, but we'll be back in a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully we don't hit the wall during this movie.
I hope not. Oh, Liverpool's tied with Man City 1-1. What up?
United already won.
That's right.
Over Sunderland.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney with the brace.
All right, man.
Okay. There's your nightly sports update.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning at the Pacific Cinematheque in Vancouver on Howe Street.
That's right.
You know what's really cool?
What's that?
I don't think many people have left either. This year is still pretty damn full.
It is, yeah. I guess at the beginning, like about 70% capacity.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there, 60, 70.
I'm hoping that makes them do it next year because they skipped a year last year,
which
that's pissed
me
off.
Yeah,
like I wanted to do it again last year.
Yeah, I remember when you did it a couple of years ago. I thought you're crazy, man. But
it was a gas.
Cool. Yeah,
and I had to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
if you live in Vancouver, shame on you.
Yeah. Boo! Boo! Yeah, I guess we'll sign out. For you guys, it'll be just a few seconds later, but for us, hour and a half later.
As I said before, this is going to be a weird podcast, and I feel bad because you're going to have to edit this, I think.
No, I probably won't.
Guys, we'll edit the cars from the beginning out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Those are terrible.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right. Peace out.
Peace. Okay, so we just finished the 24-hour movie marathon about an hour and 20 minutes ago. How you feel at the end,
I feel great, man.
Yeah. I'm beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we walked out of there, I thought you were going to fall over, man. You're looking pretty rough.
Yeah. I'll have to go check the timestamp, but at around 11 o'clock or midnight, when I got out of my seat, I was like walking sideways toward the door. I was like so wobbly. I'm so dizzy right now.
You can
it's
only prop yourself up with so much like caffeine and shit before you start to fail.
Yeah, and I didn't overdose it. Like I only drank 2 cups of coffee, 2 rock stars, which is like way over what you should be drinking. But
I don't think you're supposed to drink more than like 2 cans a day max. Of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, we had a blast. What did we talk about last?
For Army movies. Of Darkness.
Army of Darkness, yeah, classic.
Awesomeness.
What did we watch after that?
Then it sort of became the Bill Harris family movie love.
Oh, that's right.
Festival. Yeah. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola. It's the director of The Godfather.
It's such a weird jump. In
yeah.
Like,
Yeah, Peggy Sue Got Married is my mom's favorite film.
Oh, right on.
So I had a little bit of sentimental value.
Yeah.
Something else later happened, too, which I also had sentimental. we'll come back to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
How much of Peggy Sue did you watch?
I watched about 45 minutes, and then I was just like, I can't handle this. I think they're going for, like, a satire/parody kind of tone. But there's times where Coppola, like, really takes it seriously, too. And I just couldn't get into it. As a kid, I loved the movie. But as a seasoned movie lover, I couldn't sit through it.
I hadn't seen it in a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, more than a few years. And, yeah, I still like it.
Oh, yeah.
Kathleen Turner used to be a pretty good-looking woman.
Oh, yeah.
She is not anymore.
Yeah.
It's a good film. I had no problems with that
one.
And then... the other film that kind of surprised me out of left field.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, I know,
hell
right?
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. Another film that opening frame, I knew what it was right away.
Yeah. I think the whole crowd did. The crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a good surprise.
Yeah.
And
I kind of wish they'd played the second one. I love Bogus Journey. It's so good.
It's way better. The music's way better.
Yeah, I love that film. But yeah, the first one's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a nice surprise.
Oh, for sure.
Just when you think they're going to play like some art film. They threw something out there that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a classic. I had fun with it. But yeah, you're right. Bogus Journey is such a better movie. But oh well. It was still pretty fun.
And then the final film, the other sentimental film for me, High Noon.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was, along with The Searchers, the John Ford movie, High Noon was my grandfather's like favorite film.
Nice.
And I love High Noon.
Right on.
Gary Cooper is just like the man.
Yeah.
In the film.
Yeah. Total badass.
It's beautifully shot. It's really. It builds, and it builds, and it builds, and then you get your payoff, and it's great.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
A very young Lee Van Cleef is in that film.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't say a word in the entire film. He just sits in the background and smokes cigarettes.
It looks like a pimp,
and
too.
And then, like, 10 years later, he was in a certain Sergio Leone film where he became a huge star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, he was, like, the first person you see in the film, right?
Yeah.
He was in the opening frame.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, Lee Van Cleef was the man.
Yeah.
How much did you watch of that?
I kept nodding off, so I did have to go outside and splash water in my face. I probably missed most of the movie.
Fuck, dude, I thought you were going to be done by like 1. So
you
held it pretty hard, man.
Yeah,
that's to be commended.
Yeah, and I should mention that during Peggy Sue Got Married, that's the first time I nodded off. But I set myself up for that. I think I consciously said I'm going to catch a few winks here because I deliberately slouched into my chair and covered myself with my hoodie.
Nice.
And when I caught myself snoring, I was like, okay, let's just get up, splash water on my face, and go sit in the lobby. And I nodded off a little bit in Bill and Ted's and missed most of High Noon. So,
did you at least see the water slide scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that bit. Napoleon.
Napoleon just pushing kids out of the way into the water slide.
I've got this weird theory. That sound, by the way, is we're at the bus station, Bridgeport.
We're traveling home.
Which is like almost as long as like, it's going to take us 4 hours to get home.
Yeah. I've got this really weird theory about the guy who plays Napoleon. I think he's in Saving Private Ryan at the very end. You remember at the end where they try to sucker the tanks into their ambush? And you see a guy shouting and jump off the tank and run off. I'm pretty sure that's him. It sounds like his voice, and it looks like his height. I think I've checked IMDb, and I don't see him credited, but I'll have to check again. That's a weird theory I've always had, and I've never mentioned it to anybody.
Nice.
For the podcast.
But yeah, High Noon ended, and there was a definite thinning of the herd.
Oh, yeah.
I would say probably 50 people left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of people left for the last movie. It was, it's like, well, you made it this far, man. Like, why not stick around another half an hour?
You didn't get your completion button.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got some buttons. What's it called? Le Jeté?
Yeah, my button's got La Jeté on it.
Yeah, I got the same one.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the other one was for.
Oh, it was Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably from last year,
it was,
I bet.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, overall, a really great experience. Like, I was surprised at how many of the films I'd actually seen. I was thinking, like, a high percentage of them I wouldn't see before.
Yeah, I'd seen everything.
Right on.
But I've done a lot of work.
Yeah, you do.
I've seen a lot of films. So.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, growing up, you'd go to, like, 5 movies for $5. And
5 days, yeah. Watch them in 2, then repeat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty hard for me to not see something already, but...
Yeah,
I had a lot of fun. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the presentations were really nice. Like, even though most of them were like DVD and Blu-ray, it looked great, sounded great.
Even DVD looked really good projected at Cinematheque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Before Sunset was DVD, right?
Yeah.
And it looked great. So,
Yeah, I think that's about it. I think we're both tuckered out, man.
Did you have any memorable moments? Oh, Groundhog Day, remember Michael Shannon?
Yeah. I've seen that movie like probably 5 or 6 times and I never noticed Michael Shannon in that film. And like it was a eureka moment.
Yeah. When him and his wife
went tickets to WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right.
So good.
And he freaks out. WrestleMania! Yeah.
No, the best part of the whole entire thing was that shitty, disgusting print of La Jeté.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
That was cool.
It looked like an original print. That
it
thing
did.
Was beat up.
Yeah, it was.
It had been, like, torn, like, put on some sand and, like, dragged across sand.
And mud.
Yeah, it was ugly, but I loved it.
Yeah, it really added to the experience.
It was great.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of the movie I got most excited for.
There was a couple times I literally screamed out the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, when Primer started, I yelled out, Primer!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was probably my favorite experience, because I haven't seen it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I
saw Primer at the Vancouver Film Festival
that year. Yeah, that's right.
The year came out.
Yeah.
And it was my number one film of that year.
Wicked.
And, yeah, that was probably the second best experience of this whole weekend. Was just... I wanted to see Primer so bad.
Yeah.
And it just fit.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
For weird kind of award, the movie that probably got me the most jacked up was Run Lola Run.
Yeah.
Because I was so tired at that point.
Yeah, we had a bit of a low spell movie-wise.
Yeah.
Like, we watched Orlando, and then we watched...
Which I walked out of.
The Errol Morris documentary, A Brief History of Time, which is really awesome, but it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
And it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and you kind of need something to get you going. And as soon as that fucking Run Lola Run thing started, I knew when it said X film, I'm like, Run Lola Run!
Nice.
I was just like, we're saved.
Yeah.
We should have played it louder though.
Yeah.
That movie needs to be cranked.
Yeah. And it was only my second time seeing the film. And man, it's just such a blast.
Yeah. Tom Tykwer is a genius.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen The International, that's a great Tom Tykwer film.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, with Clive Owen. So good.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Right on. What else? Trying to think of other highlights of the day. 24 hours. Oh, Rope. I haven't seen Rope before. Alfred Hitchcock's Rope.
Yeah, man. Check out some more Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Like North by Northwest.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm like... Hitchcock. Yeah, right on. Yeah, it's another bus going by.
Yeah. I think that's about it, man. I think we're done.
Yeah, might as well go get in line for the bus.
Bonus show.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you listen to the whole show, thanks very much for checking us out.
Yeah, it might be ugly. I don't know how it's going to work, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you know where to find us on Twitter and all that stuff. It's just a bonus show, yeah, so whatever.
Yeah, 5 hours till Adrian gets to go to sleep for 24 hours.
Oh, man, yeah. We've been on the go for about 27, 28 hours so far, so.
Yeah, I could have slept in, but United won.
Right on. Yeah, Liverpool beat Man City, so.
Yeah.
Good day. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, peace out.